Because, you know, these pastors are real good about talking out of their mouth one side and saying something to you know, just to make sure that you stay in church, and then they'll go to the other person that disagrees and then say something completely different. And we like to call those people, my wife made this up, the Baptist fence straddlers. I don't know if she made it up, but, you know, I coined the term from her. So, but the fence straddlers, they straddle in the fence, whichever side, whatever doctrine, you know, keeps those people in the church and paying their tithes. You know, if this person over here says, you know, I believe you got to repent of all your sins, and this person over here says by salvation is by faith alone, you know, he'll say one thing to one and one thing to the other, and who knows what they really believe, you know. But it's kind of funny that they want us, people like us, out of their churches, the people that are going into church faithfully, the people that are soul winning faithfully, the people that are trying to live a separated life, and they want us out of their churches, but they leave the people in that are worldly and believe false doctrine and teach false doctrine in their churches. They just let them just slide, because those are the kind of people they want base, you know, just lame people in their churches. They'll sit there and just keep keep cashing their check. They're afraid to get up and say what the Bible says about what they're doing, and they're just scared of their own shadows. You know, they don't want to do the right thing in their churches, and they're just all things to everybody in the church. You know, not that they would be saved, but that they might get that paycheck. So, or keep people, their numbers in church. You know, it's not all about numbers, you know. It's not all about how many people you got going to your church. It's the quality of what is in your church.